Wednesday, 10:8:25. This is part 14 of How Faith Works. This is called Obtaining the Good Report. Let's go over to Hebrews chapter 11. First two verses there. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. We can go on and talk about Abel. I mean, we've read this every week. We're going to look, we can read about Enoch, Noah, Abraham. The list goes on and on. They still maintained the good report even though they didn't see the promise. I believe they did see it, just not in this realm. That's kind of what we're going to look towards today. There was a reward awaiting them for their stand of faith. We're going to look at some scriptures concerning that. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it's going to be the first one. Starting with verse 6 there. Paul said, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. You know, if I hope that what I believe that I have gotten from the Lord, that we are in the millennial reign or about to go into it or somewhere thereabout. But even if it isn't yet and we go on, does it make any difference? We've sown. And that harvest will come up and there'll be a reward for it. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, it says. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Their part in it. For we're laborers together with God. You're God's husbandry. You're God's building. In other words, we're all connected. We're connected to the Faith Hall of Famers. We're part of the Faith Hall of Fame. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation. Another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. We're still building on that foundation, right, today? For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He's the cornerstone. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So we're in a building project. All this is building the New Jerusalem, right? It's been in operation for 6 years building this New Jerusalem. Because it's people. It's about the gospel. It's about taking the gospel. That's really all this is all about. And when it comes to the end of the day, all these institutions and all these things, if they weren't raised up because God endorsed it, are just going to all burn up. If God's not in it, he ain't in it, period. 1 Corinthians 9. Remember, my theme is obtaining the good report. This is all what faith is. This is 9:16, 17, and 18 here. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. What is my reward then? Verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I may abuse not my power in the gospel. Colossians, this is chapter 3. This is 23 and 24. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. We're not doing this here. These are not for the glory of men, but for the glory of God. You may think, what's that got to do with a good report? Has everything to do with it. You'll see as we keep going. Hebrews 10. But call to remembrance the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions, partly while you were made a gazing stock both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst you became companions of them that were so used. For you had compassion of me and my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For you had a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe in the saving of the soul. What does the voice of faith say? It says the good report. The good report. 2 John 2:8. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and true light now shineth. That's not right. 2 John 2:8. Okay, let me look here.
There's no chapter 2.
Maybe it's... That's weird. 2 John 2:8. Well, let me look here. I just wrote it down wrong. Well, it would help if I'd get in 2 John. I was in 1. Right here, this is it. 2 John 8. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we may receive a full reward. Some in the Hall of Fame never saw what they were looking for. But they obtained a good report and they got to heaven. I believe they received their reward. Or like Jesus says, when he comes back, his reward's with him. Okay, we're going to look at that. This is Revelation chapter 22, 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. It's either going to be of faith or not, right? Look at a couple of Old Testament scriptures. 2 Samuel 22. Verse 21, the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. This is no new thing. 2 Chronicles 15:7. Be ye ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. See, we have to not get weary in well-doing. Because when we get weary, sometimes we don't keep the good report. It's easy to lose the good report when you're going through hardship. Proverbs 13, verse 13. Whoso despises the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. There was a lot of scriptures. I didn't put near all of them down. This is Jeremiah 31. Faith Hall of Famers that are listed were Old Testament. But by it they obtained a good report. 31, 16, and 17. Thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord. They shall come again from the land of the enemy, and there is hope in thine end, saith the Lord, and thy children shall come again to their own border. What does it say in Hebrews 11:6? Without faith, it's impossible to please God, right? Now what that says, let me go look. No, that's not what that says. Yes, it does say that. He's the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. The 26th verse says, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Moses could have been probably chancellor, but he didn't. Recompense means requital. Whatever realm you're in, it remains the same. It doesn't change. Old Testament, New Testament saints, we're all connected. The Faith Hall of Fame was put where it is, I believe, for us to make that connection that we're also a part of that. Okay, let's keep going here. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. That's the way we're going to keep the good report. No matter what we're going through or what we are not seeing, are seeing. Okay. Maintaining a good report affects your body. Right here, this is Proverbs 15. Well, death and life are in the power of the tongue. We know that. I guess that would be the good report is life, the bad report is death. Proverbs 15, 30. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. Doesn't matter what anyone else believes, it's God's word that we are standing on. That's the good report, no matter where we are. Okay, let's go over to John. Chapter 12. Starting with verse 37 there. though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Esaias the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? Jesus brought the good news. And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Esaias said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Esaias when he saw his glory, and I spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also, many believed on him, that because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. He that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. So the Father brought life. He brought the good report. That's what the gospel is about, the good news. Whether others believe or not, it doesn't change the fact of the good report. After the day of Pentecost, there was a Gentile man that God recognized because he was a man of good report. This is Acts chapter 10, verse 22. This is the angel came and met with Cornelius. And they said, Cornelius, a centurion, is a just man, one that feareth God and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear words of thee. So he was a man of good report. They spoke well of him. His good report came up as a memorial before God. Let's go back up to the first of the chapter, first four verses. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. When he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. A man of good report. Our Father God always calls it the way he wants it, and he has made us in the same image to call things the way we want it, just like he did. When we do it his way, we will receive the same results that he did. That's what Abraham did. This is Romans chapter 4. We have to be very careful that what we see and what we're experiencing does not come out of our mouths, but we maintain the good report. Starting with verse 16 there, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Here's one that died and never saw the promise fulfilled. As it is written, I've made thee a father of many nations. He had one heir, but he didn't see what God promised him. Before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope. That's the good report. When all odds are against you, you believe the good report, that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Be not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, but he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Did Abraham see all of us? Not physically. But God showed him the stars and the sand on the seashore. This is Genesis 22. That in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. He never saw it physically with his eyes. But he's in the Faith Hall of Fame. Let's go over there. Hebrews 11. Start with verse 8 there. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them far off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. They didn't see it physically, but it happened. In heaven or here, it doesn't really matter. We're all the household of God, right? Those in heaven, those here. So I believe there's a continuation of the Faith Hall of Fame. We're in that. If we use our faith, we are. Jesus acted like his father did. He maintained the good report. We will maintain the good report no matter what we see, right? We've got a great cloud of witnesses that are looking at us, looking down on us and observing us and how we run our race. We're going to read that. Go to Hebrews 12, just the next page over here. Starting with verse 1 there. Wherefore seeing, they're probably up there going, keep the good report, keep the good report. Oh, don't say that, don't say that, don't say that. Say this, say this, say this. I can just hear them now. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. It's not wrong to hate where you're at and what you're experiencing. Jesus did. And is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. There's the problem. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Ye have not forsake or forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth even every or every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement thereof, all are partakers, then you are bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. This is all an attitude. Lifting up the hands that hang down, the feeble knees. Your demeanor says a lot about where you are. Jesus, he brought the good report. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Thank God he did. This is 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. That's the good report. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, unto the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're to keep the good report, just like Jesus did before Pontius Pilate. Okay, we're going to read a story and we'll be done. This is 2 Kings. Couldn't do this without reading about this lady. This is 2 Kings chapter 4. Starting with verse 8. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was, that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, Behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God, which passes by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall. Let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. And it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber, and lay there. And he said to Gehazi his servant, Call this Shunammite. And when he had called her, she stood before him, and said unto him, Say now unto her, Behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken of for the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. And he said, What then is to be done for her? And Gehazi answered, Verily, she hath no child, and her husband is old. And he said, Call her. And when he called her, she stood in the door. And he said, About this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, Nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid. The woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her according to the time of life. When the child was grown, it fell on a day when they went out to his father to the reapers. He said unto his father, My head, my head. And he said to the lad, Carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon, then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. And she called unto her husband and said, Send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, Wherefore wilt thou go to him today? Is it neither new moon nor Sabbath? And she said, It shall be well. Then he saddled an ass and said to his servant, Drive and go forward. Slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went and came to the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is that Shunammite. And now I pray thee to meet her. And say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. When she came to the man of God through the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone. For her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord hath hid it from me, and hath not told me. Then she said, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Then he said to Gehazi, gird up thy loins, and take my staff in thine hand, and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. If any salute thee, answer him not again, and lay my staff upon the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child. There was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awakened. And when Elisha was come to the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon the bed. He went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain and prayed unto the Lord. And he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth, his eyes upon his eyes, and his hands upon his hands. He stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro, and went up and stretched himself upon him, and the child sneezed seven times, and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite. So he called her, and when she was come in unto him, he said, take up thy son. Then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. I don't know how this woman knew to do what she did, but she was a woman of God. She took care of the prophet. And God honored her for that. He's the one that brought the child back. I don't know how, but she maintained that good report. I'm thinking, wow, that'd be a tough one right there. So anyway, I want to encourage everyone that listens to this tape and us here today to maintain the good report, no matter what.